Lesson 8. As we begin to understand the fruit of goodness, we begin to understand that it's not just being nice. I think kindness, goodness, gentleness, those fruit get kind of blurred, the lines of those. It's important that our super kids understand the function of each part of the nature of God in us so that they can choose it for the situation. Choose to walk in kindness when you need it. Choose to walk in goodness. Choose to walk in gentleness. And they have very different functions. So today we want to talk about the function of goodness in our life. The word says in Acts 10:38 that Jesus went around doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Now, I think people assume that that just means, you know, I healed this person and I healed this person and helped this person. But that word good, doing good, and the word goodness has a very particular meaning. And it has to do, imagine this, with goods. You can't go around doing good without making your goods, your possessions, the things that belong to you, available to God. Jesus went about doing good so much that across the New Testament, you can see that he had a reputation even for it, for doing good. The force of goodness brings up this desire to be a giver, to give of what we have. It has a philanthropic value to it. It has a philanthropic meaning to it. So you want to get across to the kids that doing good is not just being nice, but it's being a giver. It's so important to be a giver. We can walk in being a giver just like God is a giver. We can be a giver just like him. And he's the ultimate giver. John 3:16, he loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son. Giving is a response of love. Giving comes out of love. As we've talked about, all these fruits really come out of love. The nature of God is to be a giver. And so when we meet a need, such as in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, it causes people to look to God to give him thanks. Their needs get met, but also it causes people to look to him. It points them to God's love for them. When you give to somebody, you are, like we talked about last week, becoming an ambassador of God. And when you give to somebody, it tells them, God loves me. God is taking care of me. And it causes them to look to God with thanksgiving. But you know, God doesn't just tell us to give and then not enable us to do it. When he finds somebody who's willing to be a giver, he will make sure that things come into their hands. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, it'd be great for you to just really get that whole chapter into your heart. But one thing I want you to really grasp so you can share it with the kids. In verse 10, it says, God is the one who provides seed for the farmer and then the bread to eat. Now, that's two different things. God provides seed, but then he provides bread. Now, what does that mean? The bread is the final expression of the seed. The seed is planted, it's taken care of, it's watered, it's harvested, the grain is milled, it's baked, and it finally shows up as bread. What is he saying? I'm going to give you the little bitty seed that you plant in the ground, and I'll see you all the way through the process until you have bread on your table. He says, in the same way, he provides the seed, an increase of your resources, so that's your seed. He'll provide that. And then he will produce a great harvest of generosity. That generosity is the bread on your table. That's the final result of the seed that you sowed. And he will see you all the way through the process, not just of sowing the seed, but of the final increase of great harvest of generosity. Yes, and he goes on to describe what that means. You will be enriched in every way so you can always be generous. Now, that's God's idea. So don't let the kids be afraid to sow. When that desire to give comes up, give. It's not the devil telling you to give. Never be afraid to obey him, because when he says for you to sow, he's always got that final, he's always got something good to give to you. He always has that harvest that he wants to get to you. But first, you've got to sow the seed. So he gives seed and sower and bread to the eater. Being a giver causes you to become a receiver. And when kids are a receiver from God, they begin to trust in Him as young children. And then later on, when they're really believing God in tough situations, they'll remember, boy, God always came through. And He always gave more than I gave to Him. Give and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over will men give under your bosom. And that causes faith to rise up in our super kids, and they will know God as their provider. Amen.